You either have your Bible, turn to the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." I use a topic on today, born to reign. Born to reign. I'm not talking about rain like out the sky, R-A-I-N. I'm talking about rain as in R-E-I-G-N. Born to reign. We're coming to the time of the year where once again we are looking at who we're going to choose for congressmen, for senators, for judge, for city council positions in some places. There are many positions, public offices, that people are running for, and people are staking out their positions, whether they are Democrat, Republican, or Independent. And as I began thinking about this, I began to understand and realize that oftentimes what happens, we do not understand who we are in Christ Jesus. And because we want to know who we are in Christ Jesus, then others define us. If you don't know who you are, somebody else will tell you who you are. Some people grow up talking about you're dumb, you're stupid, and guess what? You could be the smartest person in the world, but if you allow them to define you as being dumb and stupid, then guess what you become? You become dumb and stupid, even though you could possibly have a high IQ. I've seen beautiful women that men have beat down and told them they didn't look good and they didn't look right. And because of that, no matter how nice that woman looked, she carried herself as though she was ugly. Others can define you if you don't know who you are. That's why it's important for you to know who you are. Well, now we have this election up and people now are defining us. They're telling us who we are because we don't know who we are in Christ. And the thing I want us to know, because let me tell you, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Come election day, the winner's going to be the winner. That's who it's going to be. The winner is going to be the one that wins. Now, why do I say that? Because there are a lot of folks, they're going to hyperventilate. A lot of us are going to get upset based on who wins and who loses. But what I want us to know and understand is that in Christ Jesus, we're all winners. I want us to know that in Christ Jesus, we're all winners. And that if we're all winners, then what that says too is that we're born to reign. Amen. Okay, we're going to catch this out the while we get into it. Isaiah 9:6 says, which we talked about in our Bible study this morning, said the government should be upon his shoulder. It says this here, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government should be upon his shoulder. And his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Bible let us know that I don't care what type of form of government there is, it's all on the shoulders of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus supports every government in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in the United States of America, in Russia, in China. Every government formed by man is on the shoulders of Jesus. So if it's on the shoulders of Jesus, then we need to know who's controlling every government. Amen? Amen. So we need to understand that who the ruler and who the controller is. In the book of Daniel 4:17 and Daniel 4:25, it says this, This matters by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The Bible said God rules in the kingdom of men. I know a lot of us think we're going to decide, we're going to determine who it is that's going to be in office come Tuesday. But what I want you to know, God determines it. God, the Bible said, God places in office whosoever he will. Not we, but God. And so the thing we must don't understand is that if we want to have peace come Tuesday and Wednesday and thereafter, we need to know who's truly ruling and in charge of the government. This is the thing I think we need to know and understand. See, oftentimes we look to our leaders for leadership. And there's nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong with writing your congressmen or your senators to get some issue addressed in your community. There is nothing wrong with writing the President of the United States of America and saying what things you like to see done. There is nothing wrong with that. Here we can freely do that. And oftentimes we look to others for leadership. But understand this. Remember what I said earlier? That if you don't know who you are, others will define you and tell you who you are. And let me say this here. That's why I think it's so sad. I see so many guys that are hanging on the corner. Smart as all get out. Got talent, got a builder, but somebody's told them you will be nothing and they bought into it. And I'm like, I said, wait a minute, don't you understand who you are? Don't you understand what's in you? And oftentimes others can see in us what we can't see in ourselves. But the reason why we can't believe what somebody else is telling us, because somebody got to us early and told us, well, you can't be this and you can't be that, you'll never be anything. I know this elderly man. Dropped out, I think, around about the sixth grade, somewhere around there. This man, he didn't have a college degree. This man, he didn't go to advanced training in school. But this man worked with his hand, took care of his five children. Provided for his family. Family never went without. Man could go on a car lot now and pay cash for a car. Work with his own hands. Why? Because he didn't allow somebody else to define him. Let me say this right here too about this man too that I know. This man said, you know what? Schooling and I, we don't get along. So, and a lot of times we think folks have told us that if you drop out of school, I'm not telling anybody to drop out of school. If you don't get an advanced education, then you'll be nothing in life. Here was a man did not allow somebody else to define him and tell him what he could and could not be or become. Because when you know how to talk to God and allow God to define you, no matter what somebody else says about you, you can still overcome. Here in the book of Revelations, 5th chapter, 10th verse says this. And it says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. 2 Timothy 2 and 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Now, here, God has given us two instances where he speaks about believers reigning. Now, what is a person that reigns? A person that reigns is a person who has control over, who has authority, who sets order. This is the person that reigns. The Bible says that we that believe in Christ Jesus, we shall reign. Now, wait a minute. Someone said, wait a minute. We say this all the time. Well, I'm going to reign with Christ. And you read in the book of Revelation, we shall reign with him forever and ever. That's what the Bible says. We're going to reign with Christ. We're going to reign with God. Now,
Where are you going to get your training to reign? See, I'm going to tell you like this right here. Some folks say, when I get to heaven, I'm scared everybody's going to be sung, going to love everybody, and everybody's going to love me back. Where do you get prepared to love folks in heaven? You know where you get it? You get it here on earth. If you can't love folks here on earth, you can't love them when you get to heaven. So then, if we're going to reign with Christ forever and ever, where do we start learning how to reign? Guess where we learn it? We don't get to heaven all say, okay, now I'm going to reign. I'm going to be over everybody. I'm going to be ruling. I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to be the head honcho. I'm going to be the H-I-N or whatever they want to call it. I'm going to be the person. I'm going to be the person in charge of these things. Where did you get it? You know where you got it? You got it here on earth. In the book, and we're studying the feast. And we're talking about holy convocations. And one of the things we find out when we're talking about holy convocations, the seven feast list in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, we found that one of those words meant rehearsal. Meaning that what we do down here on earth before Christ Jesus returns is no more than a rehearsal. Why do you do a rehearsal? You rehearse something to prepare you for something greater, for a great event, for a great thing that you're supposed to be doing later on. Our life here on earth is a rehearsal. What are we rehearsing? We're rehearsing how we are supposed to reign. Now, what am I saying? There are those people here who believe that all of my answers have to come from the government. All of my answers have to come from my supervisor. All of my answers have to come from some elected official. No, the Bible says that you shall reign. God says that I have placed within you the authority to rule and reign. And you know what? I know where this, you can see it so common. I like looking at people and watching, observing people. How many of you know anybody's Bloods and Crips and old folk? How many of you know anybody like that? And then it gets me. These Bloods, Crips, these old folk, whatever you want to call them. A lot of these guys have not graduated from high school. A lot of these guys, some of them can't even read. But you know what? You look around, they got a gang of folks following them. You say, wait a minute. How is it that they can get folks to follow them and folks in the church can't get anybody to follow them? You know why? Because they tap into that thing that God has for all of us. Those that believe in God, God said, you shall reign. They have tapped into that leadership experience that God has placed within us. Amen. They never went to school, never went to college. And you can see them more organized, more folks following them. So, well, wait a minute now. And you know what? We can come and preach from sunup to sundown in some churches. And they just go to hang on the corner and folks come running to them. 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, cold, freezing. They will stand out there on that corner because that OG told them to stand out there. That's right. The guy ain't going nowhere, ain't got nothing, but they are doing it. Why? Because he knows that within him is a leadership ability, is the ability to reign. And a lot of us don't know that. We don't know what God's placed in us. God is preparing us to reign. God is preparing us to be leaders. God's preparing us. And what I'm trying to say, nobody should be able to come to you and tell you who you aren't or what you can't become. Amen. I know when I was in high school, had a guidance counselor, teacher, and the guidance counselor, her complexion wasn't like my complexion. And she looked at me and said, Sylvester, I think you'd be a wonderful janitor. Now, y'all remember now, I was in high school in the age of the 70s when they just integrated the schools. And I had this lady who didn't look like me telling me I said, now, what kind of stuff is that? If I would have listened to what she said, if I would have believed what she said, guess what? I wouldn't be up here now. I wouldn't be managing billions of dollars now. I wouldn't be doing the thing that I'm doing now. I wouldn't be flying to India and to the Philippines. I wouldn't be doing those things. But because I did not allow somebody else to define me, because I know who I am in Christ Jesus, because I know that I was born to reign. Folks on my job, Sylvester, how have you been there 30 years? And we went and got all these advanced degrees. We got our master's degrees. And we can't make any progress. We can't get any kind of promotion. Sylvester, how do you do it? You don't have those degrees. Sylvester, how is it that you can, for lack of a better word, hobnob with the CEO of a bank? Sylvester, how can you do these things? Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Sylvester, check this out. Catch this. They're talking about the East End Connector. They're talking about running that thing through this community. Building this road through here. Sylvester, how is it that you have state legislators writing letters for you to the North Carolina Department of Transportation getting their attention? Sylvester, how is it you got folks, for those who don't have it, go get the Triangle Tribune, Saturday's edition, see me on the front page. Sylvester, how is it that they're writing articles about you in the paper, Sylvester? Why are they doing it? Because I know who I am in Christ. I know that I'm destined to reign. I know that I'm going through now. It's simply a rehearsal. God preparing me for what he has for me to reign and to rule over. Amen. Somebody going to tell me something? No, you can't tell me. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know what God has done for me. So you can't tell me you're always going to be broke. You're always going to be poor. You never always be sick in your body. You never amount to anything. You're just like your daddy. You're just like your mom. You can say all that you want to. None of those things God said is a part of my destiny. What God has for me is for me. Here in the gospel of John, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the reason why I turn to this passage of scripture, as we saw in Psalms 23, said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus was showing us then and there that with a shepherd provides for others. See, one thing about a shepherd is this right here. And this is sometimes we get off track. A shepherd doesn't own the sheep. A shepherd simply feeds the sheep. And a lot of us trying to say, my members. Folks in my church, they're not your members. God has given pastors and leaders the responsibility to feed them the word of God. Nobody is my members. If we're members, we're members of the body of Christ. Nobody has to say so over anybody else's life but God. A shepherd feeds the sheep. But it says in Psalms 23, the shepherd, he takes care of the sheep. He provides for the sheep. He protects the sheep. When we understand the role of a shepherd, we can understand our role as being leaders and reigning and ruling. Jeremiah 3:15 says this right here. I will give you pastors according to my heart's desire, and they shall feed you with knowledge. In the Old Testament, the word pastors, so we've taken the word pastor in the New Testament and we've transferred it to the Old Testament and tried to get it to mean the same thing. In the New Testament, we see the word pastor in Ephesians 4:11-12. They gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, teachers, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. The word pastor in the Old Testament didn't mean the same thing in the Old Testament what it meant now. When he said, I'll give you pastors who shall feed you with knowledge in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, over and over again, speaks about pastors. He's talking about folks who are in position of leadership and authority. This is what a pastor represented. And so, when I go out there, folks ask me, Sylvester, how many folks you have in your church? You know what I say sometimes to them? How many born-again believers are there in the world? Because there's only one church. And that one church is the body of Christ. It's not different churches. And folks trying to build membership. I'm not trying to build membership. I'm trying to make sure we all get to heaven. I'm trying to make sure we all love the Lord Jesus. If it's 1,000 or 10 in here, I'm still going to preach the same word. People must understand that when he says he give you pastors who shall feed you with knowledge. That word pastor do a leadership. Let me say this right here. We don't understand that pastors, churches, we should be influencing the world. Amen. Let me give you a few examples. Some say, no separation of church and state. See, once again, you allow somebody to define you. That's not what the word of God says. That's what man said. Don't let somebody else define you. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Nat Turner? Nat Turner was an old Baptist preacher, 1800s. Nat Turner loved God. Nat Turner received visions from God. Nat Turner received a revelation from God. And he said that now is the time to throw off this yoke of the master. Because he was in slavery. It's around 1800, early 1800s. Nat Turner, he was in slavery. Nat Turner said, you know what? God said, I'm going to do this thing. Nat Turner in 2 days went out killing white folk. I'm not telling you about going and killing the white folk. But what happened? This Baptist preacher, that's what he was, a Baptist preacher. This preacher, he got the world's attention, United States anyway, those states in the United States, he got their attention. That's where they made the laws and changed and said, okay, all right, no longer can you teach black folks to read. You can't educate them because Nat Turner taught himself. And he taught himself how to read and how to write. He was a very smart and intelligent person. And they said, that's the reason they bring about this rebellion, because Nat Turner himself was able to read. So this one man ended up changing the laws because he was. How many of you heard of Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King was a man. What? He was a preacher. And oftentimes we talk about Martin Luther King, we forget the fact that he was a preacher of the gospel of Christ Jesus. I'm here to tell you, and by this man standing on the word of God, by him understanding I'm a ruler and I'm a reigner. Man can't appoint me to the position. God has called me to this position. And because God has called me, I got to step out on what God has given me to do. Martin Luther King, civil rights movement. Who do they look to? They look to Martin Luther King. Why? And this thing I saw about when they put this movie out called Eye on the Prize, where they're talking about Martin Luther King. They said this guy who was fresh out of Harvard, Yale, whichever one of the schools he went to, 22 years old. They said, Martin, we want you to lead the movement. He said, I don't know anything about leading folks. I'm fresh out of college, still wet behind the ears. But you know what Martin Luther did? Martin Luther, he stepped out on what God had placed in him to be a leader and to be a ruler and to reign. And because he stepped out on that, we see what happened with the civil rights movement. And the thing that I'm telling you, you can go back and look over and over and over again. You find out that it was preachers that changed life as we know it in this country. Folks who was willing to step up to the plate. Folks who believed in the Lord Jesus. That's what brought about the change in this country. Amen. Something I pulled out, I think it's worth mentioning and saying, to show you the influence of our Declaration of Independence and with our Constitution. It says the influence of pastors in politics is quite prominent. Of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, 24 held seminary degrees. Seminary back then meant you believed in Christ Jesus being the Son of God. And you went out teaching that. That is quite an influence of Christianity in that document. 44 of the signers of the Constitution held seminary degrees, and in the separate states, the ratification process took place in churches. When they ratified in each state, they went to the church to do it. When they signed the Constitution, they said, how many of them? 44 of the signers of the Constitution had seminary degrees. They believed in Christ Jesus. What am I saying? The Constitution, what we use as a bedrock and a foundation for this nation and for this country, it was men who understood that leadership came from God. That leadership, God has placed within us to rule and to reign. And because of that leadership, You may have said, no, you can't be this or that. But they understood that God had placed it within them so they could stand up and they could do these things. This is what Christ Jesus is saying. When Jesus said, I am the good shepherd in the gospel of John. He said that I'm the good shepherd. I am your leader. I am your ruler. I am the one that you look to. When you understand who Christ is in your life, then you too can reign. For the Bible said we shall reign with him. Jesus said, greater works than these shall they do that believe on me. Jesus wants us to know that if you are in him, you can rule and you can reign. And get ready for the next election. Get ready, because I'm back out there again. And why am I back out there again? Because I know what God has placed within all of us. And we believe that, well, I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I can't be any better than what I am. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall go in and out and find pasture. That's the key to your reigning, that you find Jesus. Some folks are trying to rule and reign. They don't know who Jesus is. Have you ever seen a man trying to be the head of the household, didn't know his role? He thinks the only way he can be the head of the household is by how big his fist is, by how loud his voice is. The Bible says that is Christ is the head of the church, so is the man the head of the wife. And you know what? I never saw Christ lift up his fist to anybody. The Bible said we're to rule and reign the same way that Christ did. And there are a lot of men that try to rule and reign their house without Christ. You can't do it. You're going to have a mess on your hands. But I'm here to tell you, you can be the meekest of people. But if you got Christ in your life, allow him to rule and reign in your life, there is no limit to what you can do. I thank God when I see these young women getting their master's degrees and their doctorate degrees. I thank God when I see these young men who drop out of school but still end up having a business and take care of their family. I thank God for any time you defy the odds of what folks say you can be and you be something else. Because then you show that God is showing you how to reign. Born to reign. How many of you believe that? How many of the God's place within you? And see, let me tell you right here. When you, because some of you never been in these positions, but we have some folks on their own business. You know the thing, when you own your own business and you're ruling your own business, you call the shots. You say, you know what, today I don't think I go into work. What you do? You stay at home. You don't have everybody calling you. You don't have everybody talking about, you're fired! This your last day. You got one more warning. We're going to put in your files if you don't show up today. When you rule your own on your own business, you don't have to worry about that. When you own your own business, you don't have to worry about, well, I was going to give me a raise this year. If you want a raise, give yourself a raise. What am I trying to say? We have locked ourselves into positions that God has not locked us into. I don't care where you are. What you're doing, what you think of yourself, God has placed within you the ability to rule and to reign. Wake up out of your sleepiness. Stop allowing others to define you and tell you who you are and what you can and cannot become. And understand that God has placed within you greatness. I want you to grasp that. I want anybody to tell you, I don't care if you dropped out of third grade. I just told you about a man who didn't even go to middle school. Walk on a car lot down, pay cash for a car. And don't break his bank account at all. I mean, didn't get a high school education. And let me say something I heard the other day, and I think it's so profound. They were talking about the Jews, how they were being gassed in these gas chambers. And the guy that was testing, he escaped. And he said that it was teachers, doctors, farmers, they all played a part in gassing them to death. Here in the United States of America, when we had slavery going in this country, you had doctors, teachers,
farmers, there's all this support of slavery. And you say, wait a minute, how can educated folks do something like that? The reason they can do it, education without morality is sin. We're pushing education, we're forgetting about the word of God. I don't care how much education you got. Call yourself doctor. Call yourself a master degree. Call yourself any of those things. But without God in your life, you are no more than what my dad used to tell me, an educated fool. That's all you are. These are the folks doing those crazy kind of things. And the sad thing about oftentimes we go off to school, that's when we put God to the on the back burner. That's when we push God aside. Go off the college, I'm going to get drunk, I'm going to get out. I'm telling you, I got some folks can bear witness. I know when I went off the college, I can bear witness myself. I know when I went off the college, I'm at party! Didn't have mom around, didn't have daddy around. And that's the atmosphere that's on these campuses. But we got to realize that God called us to reign. We should be the ones that are coming to asking for, what do you think about this? How do you handle this? What do you know? I mean, when you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, folks will come and they will ask you for your leadership and your guidance because God's prepared you to reign. And the sad thing about it, I see more Crips and Blood and old folk who believe that more so than folks in the church. Amen. God has called all of us. You were born to reign. And you know how you do that? Be born again. If you accept Christ Jesus, your Lord and Savior. If you accept Christ Jesus as being the ruler of your life, there is no limit as to what you can do. I'm telling you, I've tried the Lord Jesus, and I know he will not fail you. And I'm saying this right here, because a lot of us came up, we were shy, we were not leaders in school, we were the black sheep in the family. Want everybody to put down and talked about and say it would never amount to anything. And for a lot of us, that stuff is deeply ingrained in our head about ourselves. But the thing about it is that when you accept Christ Jesus and believe his word, the Bible says all things are possible to those that believe. I was that person. I was shy. I was introverted. I mean, I remember before I got saved, I see some people walking down the hall. I don't want to talk to them. I walk down another hall. I try to avoid people. I like keeping to myself. And the guy told me on the other day, Sylvester, you one of the most introverted, extroverted people I ever know. You talk to everybody. Why? It wasn't because of what I was brought up, what somebody told me. It was because of my relationship now with Christ. And I know that in Christ Jesus, he defines who I am. Nobody else defines who I am but God. And when God defines who I am, that allows me to step into the role of leadership that I can reign because I was born to reign. Let us stand. I hope somebody got this because I'm here to tell you. You know what? I don't care. You may have dropped out in first grade, second grade. They may have told you got some kind of mental disability. They may have told you you're blind, crippled, and crazy. They may have said some kind of thing about you. But I'm here to tell you that if you can believe in the Lord Jesus, you can reign. For the Bible said, we shall reign with him forever and ever. And you're going to learn how to reign here on earth. Is there one today?